what I'm talking about. You are familiar with this one, aren't you?
I don't like that when you and I are doing the show alone, you choose this song to open it with.
Well, you're looking pretty dapper today.
Well, you know why, right? You know what today is? I mean, do you know why I'm repping UK?
No.
Today? It's the beginning of the matchup in baseball between UK and Louisville.
But it's been moved back till next week.
But still, that's why I was doing it.
I like this, though. That's a good reason.
I was in support, and then, you know, now I'm a little bit sad.
Little Kiss You All Over by Exile. I like that. Jimmy Pennington will be so happy today. Isn't that a great song? Big League Fishing. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a good morning. That's a good way to wake you up and get you going. One of my favorites. Matter of fact, you know whose favorite song that is?
Who?
One Peter Edward Rose.
Oh, Riri.
He heard JP and them sing that one night, and he went, y'all sound just like the album. That's what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning, everybody. Josh and I in the studio today. Big League Fishing. My partner, Keith Munson, is down at Pickwick.
He's gone fishing.
Gone fishing in a big tournament. Him and Greg Prophet, his partner. And they are down there trying to catch some basses for the Fishers of Men National Tournament. So this would be a big one for them. And he and I got a chance to go this past weekend. We thought we would go down there and do very well. We got our rear ends handed to us by some very good fishermen. And
You guys still did all right, though.
Well, we caught some fish. We just couldn't catch any big fish. And the first day, you know, you can't win a tournament on the first day, but you can lose it. And that's what we did. We lost four really nice fish for no apparent reason other than I messed one up big time. I had about a 4-pound largemouth on that it just got off. No reason other than me. He had about a 5-pound plus smallmouth. It was a huge smallmouth. It got off. And then we lost a couple others. All on the first day. We came in with only 11 pounds. Should have come in with probably 19 or so. And if you didn't have 19 pounds on that first day, you were in trouble. Excuse me. But then we came back the next day, and we thought we did better, but we just didn't get any big bites. We fished better. Only had 12 and a half pounds, I think, almost 13. So here we are sticking at 24 pounds. It took 31 pounds to get the money. That's a two-day average of 15, and we didn't have it.
How much was it?
38 pounds won it.
Well, no, how much money?
The winner got almost 1,000.
Oh, man.
So I think last place got a couple $100. But still, you know, it's not really the money up to that point. You'd like to win the money, but it's just, you know, proving that you're out there fishing good. And we didn't fish good. So we got no excuses. So I'm hoping that he has a error-free fishing tournament this week with his buddy and they win some good money and prestige in this tournament.
I'm hoping he got out all the kinks yesterday because he was saying that he was having a little bit of a tough time yesterday. So,
yeah.
And that was his practice. So,
ooh.
Well, hopefully he got it all out and today he's going to be nailing them.
I hope he does too. And we're going to try to get him on here and talk to him, see where all the fishing's going. And if he'll answer the phone, he may just see it's me calling and say, I ain't talking to that sucker. He didn't do any good last week with me. But, you know, it's really cool because Lake Cumberland right now is, it's on fire. You can go to almost every pocket and catch fish. Now, catching the big fish, we heard they were catching them on spinnerbaits, Alabama rigs, jerkbaits, crankbaits.
So pretty much everything?
Whatever you throw, you got a chance to catch some good fish. It was awful windy when we fished down there, so that was an issue as well. But there's people just wearing out fish. And man, God bless them for catching them all. There's some good fishermen down there. My buddy Donnie Flynn had a good weekend, finished second, I think. We never did get the names of the guys that won it. They were real quiet and sort of, I'm sure they were, you know, well-known by a lot of the people in the area. But we fished out the dam. The conditions were good. People were catching fish. No, I thought we were going to do so good, Josh. I really did. I had high expectations. We were going to wear them out, and we didn't do it.
It'll happen next time.
Yep. So next one, we're not sure when we're going to fish the next one, but all I know is my buddy's down in Alabama, and we're going to try to get in touch with him to see how he's doing, what the fishing report is there. The weather's getting pretty nasty up here in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's starting to drop. I noticed last night, well, the night before last particular, that's when it just dropped instantly. I mean, it was really warm here on Monday.
Oh, yep.
And then turn around on Tuesday and you're shivering.
Yeah, you can walk outside and feel that cold breeze hitting you. We walked the dogs the other night and felt how cold the breeze was coming in, and now snow? What are we doing talking snow?
I went to Legends Media Day and I was shivering in a hoodie.
Is that today?
It was yesterday.
Or yesterday?
Yeah.
And did you, that's right, they opened up on Wednesday. Is that correct?
I think Thursday.
Thursday's opening day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they got, it's, I tell you what, Kansas City won the World Series last year. You're seeing some of their young talent, excuse me, go through Lexington. So it's, if you love baseball, there's a lot going on now with some good ball clubs. University of Kentucky's playing well. Run over there and get a chance to see them. Or you can go watch the Legends play and see some of these young professionals. And occasionally a University of Kentucky player will run through there, or a local kid will come through there. It's always fun to watch them grow. And that's what I like about it. It's baseball. And we're going to talk baseball in a little bit because I saw another goofy call. Baseball's doing everything they can to screw up the game.
What?
Oh, they got all these new rules now where you can't take out guys. And, you know, it used to be part of the game. It was called playing hard. Now they say it's not hard. It's playing dirty. So they've changed the rules behind the plate. They changed the rules up in the middle of the infield. Changed the rules on the mound. Pretty soon they're not even going to keep score. They're just going to have guys come out there playing. And everybody's going to get a trophy. It's a joke. And thus old timers that had to go out there and take the licks and everything, we're a little ticked off about it. We're going to talk more about that when we come back here. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mir from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Reds Weekly. Goodness gracious.
Wow.
That's a major... You know, I'm nervous. I got a big star on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I got a professional fisherman that's coming on to join us on Big League Fishing. My partner, Keith Monson, is down in Alabama. Fish,
are you? Greenbow. It's close to Greenbow, Alabama.
Are you in Greenbow, Alabama?
Yeah.
All right. I know you and Greg are down there fishing for the Fishers of Men. And you pre-fished yesterday and you're pre-fishing today. Give me a report, partner.
Well, we're fishing Lake Wilson, which is above Pickwick, and we've got lots of bites. We fished about 4 hours up here the first day and had probably 25 bites. So we left out at lunch and went down below the dam to try to fish some of those smallmouth in the tailwaters everybody brags about, and they'll have to brag back because we didn't get a bite down there.
You didn't get a bite?
No, we didn't catch anything in the tailwaters, but then yesterday we went down lower end Pickwick and we caught several, but we didn't catch maybe 10 pounds. We probably caught 2 limits of fish or more, but only had about 10 pounds total. Up here we can catch 15, 16 pounds. So we came back up today and they're biting like crazy, but we can't catch anything over 2.5, 3 pounds.
Oh.
They'll catch a lot of fish, so they're really biting.
Wow. You want to tell us how you're catching them? You allowed to do that?
We're catching them flipping right now.
Oh, I know you hate that.
Yeah. It's no fun at all. It's terrible.
It's not like we're ever bushing.
Yeah, around bushes and rocks. You know, they're just laying a little bit everywhere, really.
Have they? They haven't started to bed, have they?
No, because the ones we've caught have been fat. I mean, they are full eggs. And we've looked for some bedding fish, but we haven't caught anything real shallow like that bedding. You know, everything we got is probably in the 8 to 10 foot of water seal.
What kind of weather are you getting?
They're expecting a little rain today, a lot of wind. It's up and down about like it is there in Kentucky. It's 60 and then it's 40, you know. It's just kind of in between. But they're expecting rain today, but thank goodness we're not going to have any rain for the rest of the weekend, don't look like.
All right, so the tournament officially starts tomorrow?
Yeah, officially starts on Thursday, which will be a couple of days from the airing of the
episode. Well, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday, and hopefully make the cut to fish Saturday.
Oh, man. What do you think it's going to take to make the cut?
Gosh, I don't know. There was some guy put on the Facebook page the other day. He caught, looked like about 20 pounds of largemouth bass. We're not catching near that, but I'd say it'd probably take 18 or 19 a day anyway.
Wow. Well, you guys can do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's weigh the water in the bag, maybe.
My buddy Keith Munson fishing with Greg Prophet. They are down in Alabama fishing the Fishers of Men tournament. I was telling folks a little bit earlier about how you and I went down with such great expectations at Lake Cumberland, and you can't win a tournament on the first day, but you can lose it, and we were living proof of that.
We definitely blew our chances first day, but they're biting down there right now, aren't they?
Yes, they're biting. I mean, look at all the different ways we heard fish were being caught. So you can almost go do anything you want to do, and you're going to catch some fish. It's just fishing clean and getting a hold of that good one every now and then.
That's right. I want to fish clean. I took two shires that next morning. So that's what we did a lot better the next day.
We did. We did fish clean the next day. But, you know, as good as it is there now, I mean, you know it's just going to get better over the next week or so. However.
Oh, yeah.
However, snow. Can you believe that? We're talking snow up here?
I don't want to hear it. They're not calling snow here. It's supposed to be down in the 50s and 60s, but no snow.
Wow, 50s and 60s, I'll take.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 20s and 30s around here.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I don't like it. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
No, you just stay there, and I'll be down there sooner than that.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be broadcasting a baseball game, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I know one thing. I'm glad I'm inside and not outside.
Hey, the main thing is, what about the Big Reds winning their first game of the season?
How about it, buddy?
Come back from behind and had a rally, and even Votto was one that started or ended it, I guess.
Yeah, and Phillips shows he still can't run the bases. Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that look pretty much the same. Votto's still hitting, Phillips still not running the bases, right? You know, I was proud of them, though. They got a great pitching performance out of Iglesias, and then the bullpen came in, and that's supposed to be their weak link this year, but they came in and did a great job. Hey, did you watch any ball games this week while you're all down in Alabama?
I watched the national championship on the men's and the women's.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Connecticut's pretty good, aren't they?
Connecticut's, they're above average, I would think.
Yeah, they got a chance to be a pretty good program, I think. I mean, what's he got, 10 championship rings, 11?
Four in a row.
Something like that. Two. I mean, they won 75 in a row now or something like that?
Yeah, 75 in a row and 121 of the last 122 or something like that. Ridiculous.
Wow.
I know. That's like the John Wooden era. They've dominated as much as John Wooden did in those 10 years. So it's.
I know it.
Hey, all right, your game plan, what kind of lake does that fish like that we would all know about up here?
It's like Kentucky. It's a TVA lake, and it fishes a whole lot like Kentucky Lake. It's got a lot more current than Kentucky Lake does most of the time. But, you know, we're up in Lake Wilson. It's a little bit stiller, and it's
Did you have to go through a lock?
In the water. Yeah, we're going to have to go through a lock. That's the only thing we don't like. It's going to kill about an hour of our time.
Wow.
But actually 2 hours, because, you know, we're going to have to walk through. It takes about 45 minutes, and we'll have to wait on everybody else and all that stuff.
How long a boat – well, so from the time you leave your launch, it'll take you about an hour to get there, counting the lock?
Probably an hour and a half. It's I think it's the biggest lock this side of the rock, they said.
Wow.
And it's 93 feet or something like that straight up, so it takes about 45 minutes to get through it. But once you get through it, then, I mean, we're on Lake Wilson, we're catching them within inside the dam, a lot of them. So
oh, okay.
We're ready to go.
Well, it's worth it if you're getting 16, 18 pounds up in that area, though. It's got to be worth it. You think you'll stay with flipping most of the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we stopped and we've casted some. We've caught a few casts and caught some on square root crankbait, but nothing bigger than what we caught flipping. So I'd say we'll have the big old 7-foot rods in our hands all day.
I know you hate that, too.
I hate it with a passion.
Listen, we're going to let you get back to fishing, buddy. I said I wasn't going to bother you, but I lied.
Hey, that's okay. I'm glad you called.
Since the music we had on here last time was liar, liar. Hey, Josh is a little worried about me, though, because we started the show off with a little Exile and Kiss You All Over, and he wanted to know why I waited till you left before I started requesting that kind of music.
That worries me, I'll tell you.
Hey, you got any kind of music you want to hear? We'll put on a song just for you and Greg as we go out of here.
I got one for you guys.
Let's hear it.
No, you don't want to hear it. You heard the one he played last time.
Oh, gosh, that was awful.
How is it awful?
I took medication for 3 days after that.
it was bad. And I asked him, I said, do you listen to that all the time? You got anything you want to hear? Anything particular?
I'm kind of a Hello Darling type of guy.
Oh, a Hello Darling type of guy. You got any of that stuff?
Or George Jones, I don't care.
George or Conway, anybody, huh? Yeah. All right, we'll find something that we'll exit you out with here in just a minute, but...
Hey, let's.
Oh, here we go.
Something nice about Alabama. How about Alabama?
It's been. How about that right there?
I like it. I love it.
Oh my! I don't know. Something wrong with us. I'm singing "Kiss You All Over" and you're singing "Hello, Darling." There's a. We might have to change the format of this show. Are you? We better start talking pro football or something here pretty soon. Still listening to this.
Yeah. How about them Bears?
How about them Bears? Hey, you know what's a good thing when you're not in here? Yeah, that was that trains, planes, and automobiles?
Yeah.
One thing with you not being in the studio, I won't be talking about you-know-who today.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he's not here, so. And
he's not here.
He should have been. We should have invited him.
That's right.
I don't know. He beat me and Keith last week, so I don't know.
Did he?
And then if he started talking smack.
Was his son fishing for him?
Actually, no. He did bring somebody else to fish with him, though. So we...
I'm not going there. He fussed at me last time I talked about him.
I'm not going to talk about him because I was proud of him. He did good. He was out of the money, though, like us. We thought he had a chance to get into the money, but he didn't, so. All right, listen. Yeah. You and Greg do good. Be safe. Catch a bunch of fish. Keep us posted. Is there any place we can go to keep up with you online?
Probably the I think it's called the Fisher Men National Tournament Trail. They probably put the results up after day one.
Okay.
I think it's just FOMNTT.com, and they should have the results up on there.
All right, what is that again?
FOMNTT.
FOMNTT. Gotcha. All right, buddy. Hey, good luck to you guys. Do well.
Thank you, buddy. Sure need it.
All right, pal. We'll talk to you later. That's my buddy Keith Munson in Alabama with Greg Prophet fishing the Fisher Men. Great format with Fishers of Men, Josh. What they do is you go down all of their tournaments on a Friday. They have a church service. And so you go in and somebody will speak and they fix you food. It's just a nice night of fellowship. Then you get up the next day and you go out and fish. Really a cool format.
Sounds like a good time to me.
It is a very good time. And Keith and I fished a couple of them last year, really enjoyed it. But he and Greg have sort of partnered up to fish all the Fishers of Men. He and Greg work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're over there at the UK right now building and tearing down and putting up the new students.
So they're who we blame.
Yeah, really. If you go over on campus right now, you don't have to look too far to find any construction. There's a lot of it over there. All right. When we come back, got another buddy of mine we're going to bring on the show and talk a little bit about Reds Weekly, which I do with him.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about growing up in Lexington, which he was an athlete and a UK football player.
Mm-hmm.
He also does the pre- and post-game shows for the Cincinnati Reds. He's also the color man for University of Kentucky football, and he happens to be a very dear friend of mine, and we're going to talk football, baseball, striper fishing, and getting a new hip. And that's what we both have done. I've got to get another one. He just had his done 2 weeks ago. Find out how he's doing. Who am I talking about? Of course, the one and only Mr. Jeff Pecoro, the man who has the greatest suntan of anyone on radio or TV. Back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Muntz and my GDAD. And they will be right back.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months. Doug Flynn and Josh Hoffness. You know, you do such a good job. I don't even know if we need the other guy.
What?
You think?
I think we do need the professional fisherman.
Why? Just on the show. Just because it's a fishing show.
I'm pretty sure the wheels would fall off without him. As they are tending to do right now.
Oh, no. I got this covered. Because we got Coral coming up on the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he can talk forever. All you do is ask him one question. He's off and running with some good insight.
Well, there you go.
On UK football, their recruiting, and as well as Cincinnati Reds baseball. But I got to go on a little rant.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I try to stay away from this as much as I can because a lot of people hear you when you talk about the sport that you used to play and they think you're bitter and you're jealous and they're making a lot more money than you and blah, 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 blah. I just hate seeing them screw up the game. For instance, Buster Posey gets hurt with the San Francisco Giants a couple of years ago. They changed the whole rule about catching. And in reality, he was in the wrong position in the wrong place. And that's why he got hurt. So they have an incident where a couple of guys get taken out on double plays. They always told us how to get out of the way of a double play.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hit a couple of times pretty good. But for the most part, I was able to avoid them and still turn it. But yet, there's a couple of guys that don't know how to do it. And they get hurt, so now they've changed the whole rules. The college rule says you have to slide straight into the base, and You don't make contact unless the guy just is ignorant and stands right there on top of it. Baseball, you have to be able to touch the base, and you can't. If you can't reach the base and you're sliding outside of the baseline, then they can call you out. But they had one the other night in the Blue Jay game playing Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy slides in. It wasn't – I mean, you could see him just slide straight into the – and he grabs the bag with his other hand. And they – the shortstop did a bad job of getting his feet in a proper position to throw, makes a bad throw, and they say he's out and costs him the ball game. Absolutely ridiculous. And now they're doing that, the instant replay, the iPads in the dugouts. You know, that's why I say pretty soon you're not even going to keep score. You're just going to go out there, and then everybody who plays pro ball, you're going to get a little trophy, and you're going to be happy. I mean, there's a certain amount of time where you got to do it the way the game was intended to be played. I understand the safety issue, but you have to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. That's like, I mean, they messed up by being in the wrong place. So it's you don't change the whole rules. I mean
– well, I feel like you're seeing it across the bar, like across the entire field too, because you go to football, things are changing. You go to basketball, it's not the same game. I mean, I heard an interview with Charles Barkley talking about a matchup between the Golden State Warriors now and the 97 Bulls then. And in today's rules, he said that the Bulls would sweep them just with today's rules.
With
just
today, yeah. Well, you look at
no hand checking, all that thing. You can't do that.
That's right.
So it would be ridiculous. Jordan would just be unstoppable.
Well, he would. Well, you look at the just the dribbling when I played years ago when we all played. You had to keep your hand on top of the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can literally take it under the ball. You can make a move to the right and carry. We used to call it carrying the palm of the ball, bring it back to the left side. Well, it makes everybody a better offensive player because.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've changed that.
There's that weird gray line where they still call the palm and the ball and stuff. And
it's got to be so obvious.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's got to be so obvious. So they wanted more offense in the game. Now they got it. And then, as you say, it's still a physical game, but they
nowhere near where it was.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. They let them beat
Although, I will say that Villanova and North Carolina game, from the start, I love the officiating of it because they were beating up each other.
Let them play.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I remember my dad used to have as a referee, no harm, no foul. So, you know, there could be a little bump in there, but if it didn't change the action of the play, you didn't call it.
Yeah.
And now, you know, with that little hand check rule, I mean, you see guys that are really good at it that, I mean, I just got my hand touching it, I can't stop you from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go around and now I'm putting pressure on you, there's a way to call that. But I think, you know, they've made that kind of a point of emphasis, and they're doing that, as you say, in all sports, but in everything it's like that. I mean,
football is the one sport though that I can see where it's kind of warranted because I feel like the equipment has made the sport, the modernization of the equipment has made the sport more dangerous.
Well, yeah, and you look at the fact that athletes bigger, stronger, faster. I mean, these are big machines running at
you
right now.
We're getting to the point where we're taking away the you know, kickoff. I mean, you're getting to where a kneel down could take you possibly to the 25-yard line now. So, I mean, they're trying to eliminate as much as possible. They move the kickers back. You know, they've done everything to make it more rewarding to take a knee than go on out there, because that is the most dangerous play in football.
Oh yeah, you got everybody going full speed at each other. I've got mixed emotions on, you know, a lot of that. I want it to be safer. But here's the other thing. If I play in pro baseball or football or whatever, I chose to do that.
Right.
I know what the risks are. I know what someone said, didn't you get tired of all the travel? I was used that was part of it. So you know the travel. You know the dangers. Every time you go up to the plate, somebody could throw it and hit you. You know all of that getting in. You learn how not to do it, and you learn how to do it very well so that, you know, you don't get hurt. There are accidents that are going to happen in anything. I mean, pretty soon, if they went and justified it by everything else we do, that means we wouldn't be driving cars. I guess I'm a little fed up with all the stinking rules.
I can totally see it with the other sports because I see exactly what you're saying. I think that football, the thing about it is people started using their helmets as weapons.
Exactly.
And that's when it got a little bit too ridiculous and they had to protect the players.
Well, and plus they don't penalize the guy who does it so much. The one who gets penalized is the one who ends up getting hurt.
Right.
take the money, get into the guy's billfold, and that's what they should do. You don't change the rule in baseball, but if a guy does something dirty, throw him out of the game, suspend him, and take his paycheck take away money, from him. If you take some money, that's going to quit all that stuff. That's it for my rant. As far as you know, but coming back, Mr. Jeff Pecoro in a moment. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA. And they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works. At Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive, the very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
And they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Edder Drive.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Josh Topness in the studio. My partner Keith Munson is in Alabama fishing today. And speaking of great fishermen, we have one on the show today. The great striper fisherman from Tate's Creek High School, Lexington, Kentucky, my buddy, color man for the University of Kentucky, posting pregame shows with the Cincinnati Reds, host of Reds Weekly, and millions of other things because he's such in demand, Jeff Pecoro. Hi, buddy.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. How's your old hip? I mentioned earlier you got your hip operate, got you a new one. How's it doing?
It's not an old one anymore. It's a new one. So the new one's doing good, just like yours, and you're getting ready to get another new one.
I know, and it's silly. I didn't notice yours was hurting that bad at fantasy camp.
No, it was hurting pretty bad. That's why I couldn't get any lift on the ball. I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know, so. But you weren't limping as bad as I am.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, we played golf out there in Arizona, and it was hilarious because the caddy after my second shot goes, "What's wrong with your hip?"
Ooh.
I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're not following through. You're stopping. You're not transferring your weight." And Kremchek was playing. He was calling me Hopalong, and he said, "You got to get this done." So we did it.
And you did it, and it's wonderful.
It's great.
I'm hoping mine's going to be at the end of the month, and then you and I can run around all summer and play some golf.
It shouldn't hurt me sitting on the front of a bass boat and flicking my line in the water.
Hey, tell us, when's the last time you went fishing?
In all seriousness, September.
And you went where?
For a while. Nor, I always go to North Lake. That's my lake, buddy.
Because?
The striper are unbelievable there. The biggest one I've got is only 19 pounds. I say only. 19 pounds. That's a pretty big fish, but they routinely get them up in the 30 and 40 pound there. That lake is fantastic. It's points around that are almost 300 feet deep. They basically flooded the valley there. It's a TVA lake, and they have a dam. So, you know, a lot of those fish are sit at the bottom of that dam where the intake and outtake and just sit there and, you know, with their mouth open. So yeah. They get pretty darn big.
I saw one from Old Hickory last week. 65 pounds.
Wow, that's huge.
That's the biggest I ever saw.
That thing I pulled out of the water looked like a vacuum cleaner. It was unbelievable, I think it was. And they said, "Oh, that's a little one," the guy. And I was like, You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, but let's talk about a couple of things here. Let's talk about one. UK football, recruiting, good, bad, indifferent. How we doing?
Actually, really good. And they've got a huge start on next year's class already. They've got seven kids out of the state of Ohio, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
The only team with more is Ohio State, which has 10. There's no other team, and I'm talking these are top 100 recruits. Kentucky got their first Rivals 100 out of the state of Ohio to commit to. So they're doing fantastic right now.
Wow. That is real. Well, you know, every year we keep hearing they're getting bigger, stronger. But I seems though there's a lot more enthusiasm coming this year than I've heard in a long time.
No, I think you're right. You know, they've got some kids in there that, you know, this signing class, it's now there. You know, the guys that came early, they're going through spring right now. Drake Jackson, the kid out of Woodford County, mm-hmm. Gunnar Hoke, you know, they're really excited about these kids. Landon Young was coming in from Lafayette, the monster offensive tackle who's now starting to put on some pounds. Remember, he's been a wrestler, state champion wrestler this year, heavyweight. So he's always been, you know, at 6'6", 200 and about 85 pounds to wrestle. You know, you think that's huge, but, you know, he could put another 20 pounds on before next season starts and still be thin. He's got great footwork and obviously great hands being a wrestler, so they're really excited to get him in. Tate Levitt, the kid they got from junior college, is in going through spring. But, you know, I went to practice last week, Doug, and Saturday they had a closed practice. And the kid I was most impressed with, and I cannot believe I'm going to say this because I thought he was a dog last year. You know, he didn't get a scholarship offer. He's a walk-on from up here in Walton, Verona. Cole Mosier is like night and day. You know, the offensive lineman, he's 6'6", about 330 pounds. Wow. He's lost a little bit of weight. They still like probably lose about five more. But, boy, he really looks good. Looks like, you know, it just clicked. Having that year of going through the SEC and playing against Florida and Georgia and those teams, it's really helped him a lot. He looks good. Horton looks good out of the backfield. He's thinned up a little bit. The quarterbacks are throwing it well. They're really deep at receiver. I'm excited. I think the biggest key is going to be, you know, up front on the defensive side. They're great in the secondary. I think they're going to be really good at linebacker. It's all about, you know, I really think it's if the big fella in the middle decides he wants to be a football player or not. And if he does, that could be a huge difference. You know, you're talking about a top 50 recruit that you brought in, Matt Elam. And
yep.
If he decides he wants to play football and you know, be the man, I think that they might have some.
Wow. Well, I know it's plenty of excitement and you've had the inside on it. We're talking with Jeff Pecoro here, my partner in Cincinnati. We'll get to that in just a minute. Okay. Reds opening day. You guys were on the air a bunch. Reds come out. One of the biggest question marks for them was, what's the bullpen going to look like? And by golly, they came through the other day in opening day.
Well, they did, Doug. And you know, and this is the way it is in all sports. You know, this team is not the most talented team in the world. But what they are is they're a bunch of guys that are hungry. Guys like you were. You know, you didn't come out being, you know, a Johnny Bench who spent, what, 6 months in the minors before they brought him up. You know, there's no Mickey Mantles on this team. You know, you got Joey Votto, and you know, Jay Bruce is Jay Bruce, but you got a lot of young, hungry guys. And look, these pitching staff knows there's five guys that are on the DL right now that are going to be back in the next month or so. We're talking Homer Bailey, Anthony DeSclafani, Lorenzen, Moscott, Lamb. These are guys that were going to be in the starting rotation and be pitchers. So these guys are basically pitching for their lives. So they know every time out there, they don't have time to mess around and paint corners. You got to go right after it, and you got to be hungry. And that's the way they were. It couldn't have done any better. Marcelo Iglesias had a great start. Jumbo Diaz did a great job. Olin Hopper came in and did a nice job. J.J. Hoover, Zingrani, it was exactly what he wanted. And you know, in baseball, you get a little bit of confidence that go a long way. And I really thought he made some great moves, especially in left field. Duvall had a nice game. Shebler comes on, and he's one of those just, you know, I call him dirty. Just one of those guys who, like Alex Gordon is for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You love to have him on your team. He comes in, he gets that double. You know, Duvall gets off base. They replace him with Tyler Holt. Tyler Holt makes, you know, scores what turns out to be the game tying run, and then makes that unbelievable catch in left field. That's the kind of kids you need. You need these guys that are hungry. You know, Johnny Gomes types that are going out there and just leaving it all on the field. You know, not prima donna guys, not guys that are making, you know, tens of millions of dollars, guys that are hungry to be in the league.
I agree. And let's be honest, this ball club, if you go watch them, for the most part last year, was pretty boring. Would you agree?
No, you're exactly right. Struck out a lot. Every count was 3-1. Yeah.
Yeah. No fire. And then I watched Tyler Holt, who I didn't know if he was. Well, you kind of thought he might make the ball club because he can do so many things, his defense and his running. And sure enough, that's what it turned out. I was a little, I don't think I was surprised at the lineup they brought up here, but from the 2 weeks that I was in Arizona to when I got home, there must have been six guys going on the DL. So I started looking at the roster and I went, I got to go back to the drawing board. I don't even know some of these guys.
How about this, Doug? There were 15 guys on opening day that were not on the opening day roster last year. 15.
Wow. That's amazing. But it's paid off, and I think the key is going to be somebody there that's going to provide that fire for them, because there's some guys that are great guys, pretty laid back. You got to have some emotion when you play these games. You know, you played football, so you know that. You got to play with a little emotion.
Doug, don't ask me where Joey was for introductions, because I have no idea.
Seriously? Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Because, as a matter of fact, I wasn't home, and I get a text from my wife, says, Joey didn't even come out for introduction. I went, well, I got an idea where he might have been. But
and Marlena, you know, the little girl from down there,
Kentucky,
sang the national anthem unbelievably, as always. He wasn't there for that. He missed the flyover. But lo and behold, when they had to take the field, he was there. So
you got, any scoop?
No, Jay Bruce just, I said, where was he? Jay goes, I don't know where he was, but I knew he was going to be there when the first pitch was. He was. So I don't know.
Well, and that's unlike Joey to be a little weird, isn't it? Talking with Jeff Vaccaro, my buddy. All right. There's a hot TV show going on right now every Wednesday night. Comes on around 6, 6:30. Two very intelligent, good-looking men are co-hosting this show that I'm just waiting for it to be syndicated and go national. How about you?
Yeah, we finally make some money, right?
Well, let's hope. Out of Reds Weekly, which we're having a blast, and I tip my cap to you and thank you for getting me involved in that. We get a chance every year or every week to sit back, kind of see what goes on the ball field, what the rumors are, who's doing this and that, and we get to go talk about it every week. And I had someone ask me the other day, said, who writes the scripts? And I said, you know what? I'm going to try to get Jeff on the radio show. I'm going to let him answer that question for you.
Have you ever seen a script?
No.
Okay. I wondered if I was missing something. But, I mean, it's like, okay, roll it, go.
Well, you're so good at it, too, because what they'll do for us, they'll throw out a topic. All right, this is what the video that you all did not see is saying. This is the last line sometimes. Now go get them. And but I love that, don't you?
Yeah, because, look, it's sports. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be off the cuff. I don't want to sit there and read something off of a teleprompter, you know, of so-and-so threw a bullpen today and he threw 16 pitches. Who cares? You know, it's like, hey, Doug, what do you think about this guy? Can he play or not? And
I love
you
it.
Answer it, and then that's what people want to hear. You know?
I agree. Hey, you know what? This is we've run out of time almost. I got to get out of here. Are we taping next week?
Yes, we are. Tuesday as always.
That's perfect. I got to come up there a couple of times. I'm going to go speak for the Nuxall Foundation on Thursday night up in Fairfield. So, or in Hamilton, I guess, for Kim Nuxall. So I'll give you a call, but I'm going to come up. I may spend the night. If I do, let's have some dinner, do something, pal.
Bye, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
You're the best. Thanks. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, bye-bye. Baby. See you. Jeff Vaccaro, one of my favorite people, an outstanding broadcaster, has insight on Reds, has insight on UK football. And I hope you heard it. And if you missed it, by golly, we hated that, but we will catch you someplace on the water. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.